A group from Jefferson and Lewis counties has helped set a new world record by planting a lot of trees in just 1 hour. In fact, groups all over North America joined in the challenge in their communities. More than 200,000 trees were planted in nearly 30 different places across the continent. WRVO's Julia Botero reports from Sand Flats State Forest in the Tug Hill, where people were racing to get new saplings into the ground.
It's not exactly perfect tree planting weather. It's overcast, with a strong wind and temperatures in the mid-40s. Groups of two, geared with shovels and buckets, are spread out at the edge of cleared forest land. They stand ready, and then they hear a signal that means go. Shovels dig into the ground. The people here are a mix of seasoned environmentalists and first-timers, like office workers and high school students. In the next hour, they'll be moving fast across this stretch of land, planting trees as they go.
I feel like we're just planting in bark here.
Brownie Davis is digging through piles of slash. That's pieces of dead wood and roots left over after logging. She kneels on the ground and reaches into her bucket for a sapling.
You're supposed to actually dig a little deeper than you're going to plant it, and then you make sure the roots get all the way down, and then you pull it up a little bit. And you want to be sure that you get down to the soil.
This piece of land used to be a Scotch pine plantation. The trees were removed after a fungal disease killed most of them. John Howe with ReEnergy says the infected trees were sent to the biomass plant and burned into electricity.
If they'd waited any longer, you can see these dead trees over here with no needles and stuff, eventually they would have been even too far gone for our plant to use, because going through a chipper, they would have just turned to dust instead of a chip.
ReEnergy and the state worked along with a nonprofit called the Sustainable Forest Initiative to get people out. Howe says ReEnergy's here because the company has a stake in this working forest. They need to make sure there'll always be enough trees here for their business. Groups across North America who want more trees in their communities in places like Baltimore, New York City, and Ottawa are racing against time to plant as many trees as possible before 2 o'clock.
And I believe our goal is 250,000 trees. We're going to try and plant 2,000 here today. But we only have an hour to plant, and we'll see.
We got to hurry up, Taylor. We're falling behind.
Taylor Seeloff and Willie Humphrey have gotten into a rhythm. They're digging alongside their classmates from the BOCES program at H.G. Sackett's Technical Center.
What are you doing, Taylor? We got to dig that hole more. Tree will never survive out here.
Humphrey digs the hole while Seeloff plops the sapling into the ground and tucks in the dirt.
That's your break. There we go.
The boys say they've planted trees before with their forestry class. Their teacher, Kimberly Brown, signed them up for this.
The reason why we're doing this is because we're helping to plant trees, so it's part of putting regeneration back into the state forest. So that's what I'm hoping that they'll walk away here today with.
Even the group's bus driver, Gerald Carter, decided to help out.
I did this myself 60 years ago through the FFA, Future Farmers of America.
2 o'clock.
Back at the edge of the clear cut where the planting started, John Howe looks at his watch. Time's up. Rhonda Breen runs back with an empty bucket. She helped plant 96 trees.
Oh, I'm tired.
Breen says she works behind a desk and doesn't do much yard work.
You know, I said, good thing my husband doesn't see me out here. He'd be having me do something else at the house. Hey, you know how to do other things than just laundry.
In the end, the group didn't make their goal of 2,000 trees in 1 hour, but they came pretty close. And it didn't really matter. After all the numbers of the other teams across the country were added up, more than 200,000 trees had been planted across North America. That set a new record. An official confirmation from the Guinness Book of World Records will come out in 6 to 8 weeks. For WRVO News, I'm Julia Botero in Boonville.